to me. That sparkle white.
Sorry, that song ended faster than I thought it was going to.
Abruptly.
I was doing some totally work-related things in another window.
Yeah. Research.
Yeah, so we're here. We being me and Riff and Hot Stuff still in the flat.
Indeed, we're back from a jaunt, if you will. Jick and I went to Belgium, where we were shown around by two lovely players who helped us sort of get to see what we wanted to see and drink the beer that we wanted to drink. Gareth McGrath and Fettuccine Queenie, the kick ass.
As gracious can be. We went on our little pilgrimage to the inn near the Abbey in Chimay, where they make Chimay Trappist ale. And they sell three varieties of the beer out in the world, and then there's a fourth variety that the monks brew it to drink themselves, and
right.
They only sell it at the inn that's associated with the abbey. So we went there.
They were playing, delicious.
It was great. They were playing Queen on the radio.
That's true.
Listen to Radio Gaga while eating some delicious cheese. It's kind of neat. There's a well inside the abbey that they get the water for the beer. I don't know where the grain is actually grown, but they make the beer, and then they take the solid part of the mash and feed it to the cows that they make the cheese from their milk, and so it's and then they dunk the cheese in beer. They put beer in the like rind of one of the cheeses. Yeah, the bread was made of beer. They sold coffee with beer in it.
Yeah,
it was.
They use the manure from the cows to raise the hops for that.
Probably.
It's a beautiful cycle, really. A beautiful cycle of beer.
Almost makes me wish I had all appreciated beer.
Oh man, yeah, it's sad. And then we went to a couple other places and had beer that also you could only really get in Belgium that wasn't really exported anywhere.
I need to find somewhere to go where there's like some monks where everything they do is related to absinthe.
You mean
they probably party really hard, yeah. Woo!
I don't think monks do that so much as, like, witches.
The I'm sure there are brothels you can visit.
Oh, I see you have, in fact, poured yourself another glass.
I have, in fact, poured myself a glass of it.
They sell it at the Threshers down the street. Really? I saw that, but they only had one bottle. I'm thinking we need to smuggle some back.
Well, I saw on the website this bottle. Yeah, it's not really illegal, so they're willing to ship it.
The problem is that it is illegal to ship alcohol to Arizona.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's illegal to ship alcohol?
It is illegal to Arizona get alcohol in the particular? Mall. It's illegal to get alcohol in the mail in Arizona.
What?
Oh, that sucks.
You can't join the Beer of the Month Club if you live in Arizona. I have gotten a number of bottles of alcohol in the mail from players. I don't think that they check it that seriously.
Okay.
You know, so like, you know, we're shipping some boxes back, and I feel like what we should do is, you know, in one of them we should put four or five bottles of absinthe.
Yeah.
What you should do at some point. Tomorrow, Riff and I are leaving for Germany. So yeah. we kind of crammed all of our actual travel through Europe into the last like 3 or 4 weeks of the time that we're here. We've been everywhere.
We've seen a lot of insides of trains.
We have. A lot of the little monster updates and stuff were conceived in our cozy little hotel room in Belgium. I think that somebody on staff didn't like Americans, and they saw that we were from... I was listed on the hotel invoice as being from San Francisco, so I don't know what they were implying, but or maybe just to them, San Francisco is the United States.
It's possible.
Or it could be that Gareth, when he was making the reservation, thought that I lived in San Francisco.
Oh, it's also possible.
Yeah. So anyway, the hotel was great, except that the... all three of the like blankets in the room just reeked of urine.
Well, they had sort of a subtle urine smell that you could only detect if you put your face.
Yeah,
if you got next to it, like
say you were sleeping.
Sleeping, yeah, exactly.
Covered up by one of them. Not that anybody would ever do that with a blanket, but
right.
Yeah, it was seriously like they were just washed in urine instead of water.
No, not instead of, but like
in addition to.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was weird. Other than that, the hotel was great. They had a delicious breakfast
and a. Sort of hedge maze, kind of. In
kind
the back.
Of, yeah. They had a hedge.
They had a bunch of hedges.
Hedge apparatus.
It was actually kind of neat.
Let's see. So Scully's show was on the 5th, so we need to start with the questions at the 6th. There's some stuff in here. A lot of people asking Scully stuff. Cromalux says, do you think you could maybe get Jick to stop going fag all the time on the radio? Because it kind of makes my ass twitch.
Huh. I don't think you can make Jick stop doing anything.
OMG Lol Nub says, hi, my name's Zach. Me and my friend Zach are designing a game kind of like KOL. Well... I would imagine they'll be doubly unstoppable in their, in their pursuit. Just looking through these questions. One of these days,
Are we getting to the 6th somehow?
Yeah, I should get to the 6th. Ponjo says, dear Jake and Mr. Skulled, when a player has multiple acid-squirting flowers equipped, is it more effective than just having one on during combat?
No.
It's not. I think you can only equip one at this point, can't you?
It should be
one. If not, it should be like that, because functionally it was always like that. Still on the 5th. Still on the 5th. Damn it, I thought we had all these questions. It turns out we don't. Oh, somebody says, Melicorks writes, shouldn't the Natwing earring be buffed up along with the rest of the Palindome stuff? And yes, it should.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, man, we had another idea that I forgot to tell Riff about, that I should tell Riff about at some point when it wouldn't be all Zom-gaspoilzors.
Nat.
Fineldar says, asymmetric publications won a day company submarine, right? Or so said Mr. Skulled and Jake, but they were too expensive. My friend is willing to sell you a homemade submarine that we made when we were 18. We want to keep it, but we can't hold it anymore.
Is it like one of those cardboard ones you could buy out of the back of the comic book?
I don't know.
I had to.
We had to get rid of the raft that me and my friend built. I guess I was like 21, but he was 18, I think, when we built it. But he couldn't keep it at his house, and the people that owned the house that I was living in wouldn't let me keep it there anymore. It was huge. It was a big raft.
Big raft.
We figured out once that it would support 1,800 pounds, I think. Used 4 55-gallon oil drums as floats.
Nice.
Made out of grocery store pallets.
Did you just make this in your yards?
Yeah.
Not near a actual body of water?
Well, it was. We built it specifically to fit in the back of the truck with two of the barrels on either side, like pontoons driving down the. It was awesome. Had to go pretty. We lived near a lake. I mean, okay. The place we built it was near a lake. The first model we built, there was like this sort of. It was kind of just like a ditch that flooded that we used as like a test area for it. That was pretty. We tested the early model, which was just basically two pallets arranged and with like one drum under each end, long ways, right? Mm-hmm. And we put it in the water and we're like, "Yay, it's floating!" And we stepped on it and it just immediately tipped over, like as though it were built to tip over. So then we added the pontoons and two additional. Plastic. They were plastic oil drums. It was weird. So they're probably some sort of corrosive chemical drums. It was drums for carrying something so bad for the environment that metal couldn't hold it.
I mean, when we did photography, we had these gigantic 55-gallon plastic drums to dump all the fix into. But it's not like metal couldn't have held it. It was just a lot easier to move the plastic drums around. Where was the submarine question? I am completely lost.
Yeah, I'm just going through. I'm trying to.
I'm going to look for submarine.
G. Valco says, does anyone in the asymmetric office read XKCD? I'm reminded of KOL due to stick figures and enjoyment of They Might Be Giants. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed. I wonder if there is a mutual appreciation there.
If the XKCD guy plays KOL?
Or has at one time. Hmm. I mean, I don't expect most people to play KOL and continue to play KOL, but to have at least experienced it for a week in their life, you know?
Oh, hey, we found out. I looked up on Wikipedia. It is the Cyanide and Happiness guy that made those posters at the movie theater.
Oh, wow.
Which is weird. That guy seems like... Although I could say the same
Orange
thing about
is a
Rather
cool company,
Good.
Though.
Rather Good, right? Rather Good seemed like the guys that a
Quiznos
major corporation would hire to make a commercial for them, like, you know, thank you Jesus for my big fat cock, like oh okay, yeah, hire us.
I mean you guys going to if we get approached by some sort of major corporation to make some sort of Kingdom of Loathing style advertisement, would that be something we would endeavor to do?
I don't know, depends. I mean if it was a reasonable company, it'd be something certainly to consider, at least.
No, it wouldn't be a game company. It'd be something completely unrelated. It would be some sort of sporting goods store.
Sporting goods.
Big Five. Stick figure with a tennis racket saying, I have no idea what to do with this. And then sell it to Big Five. Guy saying, football fucking sucks. Well, sell us your footballs. Big Five.
What is Big Five?
I don't know. Big Five might not even be a sporting goods store. It might be
you're making this all up.
It might be an outdoor goods store.
Why would they want sporting goods?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of Play It Against Sports, where they buy your football. At Play It Against Sports, formerly known as Big Five.
Yeah. I don't think they'd be having us do the voiceover, though. I could be wrong.
Weird. On the 6th, though, Grady writes, Zippy the Pinhead, WTF. Is Farnworthy in the KKK?
What are
you even talking about? I mean, Zippy the Pinhead was a good comic.
No, it wasn't.
Sure it was. It was awesome.
What?
My dad and I
they
sort
were
of had
one
a,
out of 20 that were
yeah.
Funny.
My dad and I just
I,
had
still,
this sort of
well,
whatever,
I didn't
Sunday
read it.
Sunday ritual of just
I will say that
Zippy
I,
the Pinhead and then just kind of shaking our heads together.
I will say that I only saw it very rarely, so maybe I only saw good ones.
Maybe somebody if somebody was showing, like if once a month somebody was like, "Hey, have you seen this Zippy the Pinhead that I cut out of the newspaper?"
Well, sure, it wasn't actually in any of our papers, I don't. It'd be like. If we happened to be in Pittsburgh for some reason and I picked up a local paper somewhere, then I'd see a Zippy the Pinhead.
I mean, I guess...
Sometimes it was nice and absurdist, and that was kind of funny.
I like the surrealism and absurdity.
I hated the way that he talked, like the TH apostrophe instead of the, you know, because you don't need to... Like, there's just no reason to do that.
To spell?
Yeah.
Words?
Yes. There's no reason to spell words in comics.
Mark Twain did that.
dialect.
You could claim that he invented it.
I don't think it was. I don't know if it was Mark Twain or if it was some other writer who was writing in dialect that, like, I could not understand what the characters were saying sometimes because I.
Some of the characters in the book Trainspotting are really hard to read until you get used to it because he writes their accents accurately and some of them have really thick Scottish accents.
You know what? If you are familiar with how really thick Scottish accents are written, which if you could, I don't know, how much do you remember about
it's been a while since I read it.
I wonder if I ought to have you write one of the things that one of the little sub objective things for the thing.
Okay. it might want to wait until I can get back and read that book again.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to read the whole book again?
Well, no, but enough to.
To remember.
Yeah.
I tried writing a just super thick Scottish accent, and I was just like, I can't. There's an art, I think, to choosing the right proportion of words that can be written in an accent to make the accent clear, because there's a lot of stuff that if you just write it, like, there's a one word in the middle of this that's spelled weird.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't, it's not peppered enough with sort of.
It's like colloquialisms the gnomes, or whatever. No. Having just enough GNs to make it flow.
Biohazard says, why not make useless nuggets or useless wads attainable? It would be funny.
We could let you pound powders together into nuggets and wads that also do nothing.
But then they cease to be useless because then you can use them to do things to other things. So only the highest tier of them would be useless.
Well, I mean, what?
Well, if you can do something with it, it's no longer useless. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, even if it's the only use is to construct another useless thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's semantics.
Semantics are also useless.
Semantics are an important part of. Important part of our game.
True.
That was always the awesome thing. That was the in Lincoln Douglas debate. You could like whenever anybody was like, that's just a question of semantics. You could always counter with, but wouldn't you say that semantics forms the very core of what a Lincoln Douglas debate is all about? Yeah, that was.
Did you do LD debate?
Yeah. One year.
Really? I didn't know that was a particular style of debate.
Competitive.
Yeah, speech and debate.
It's the kind where it's one person against one other person.
Oh, okay.
Like most like collegiate debate is in teams.
Teams.
But yeah, I did it for 1 year in high school.
Is that the one where you carry around a box full of resources?
If you're a douchebag, those people never win.
Okay.
It's
everybody had them though.
Yeah, like, it's always I don't know. It was always like jerks like me and Doc Galactic who, like, you know, somebody would come in and they'd be like, oh, yeah, you know. We took it as a class, right? And we were just constantly getting in trouble for just fucking around all the time in class instead of, you know, gathering evidence for our cases and stuff. But, like, you know, so you'd get a case, you'd basically just find a bunch of, like, completely disconnected quotes from philosophers or whatever. So,
okay.
You know, you're like, read this. And then the rest of it is just arguing with the other person. So, like, it doesn't matter how much information they have with them if you can still make them sound stupid because you're going to win. I mean, it's just like these, like, stoned, you know, liberal arts students doing the judging. And so it's like, you know, you say something funny and you know, like, it just, like, the fact that you can get the judge interested means you're going to win whether you're prepared or not. So it was like, it was just awesome because we were constantly getting yelled at for, like, you know, you guys fuck around and set a bad example for the rest of the people in here. That, you know, this is supposed to be a class. You're supposed to be working. I'm like, well, you know, I could see you saying that if we didn't keep coming in like first and second and third in every single tournament we go to. But, you know, that's like our test, right? I'd say we're passing. And then next year they cut the program.
Yeah.
Just to spite you, I bet.
Probably. Yeah. That was a lot of fun, though. Before that, I was shy. After that, I was not shy. What do they say here? Biospark says, I'm skydiving for my 21st and need something to yell as I plummet to the ground. I'm thinking, Leroy, but that feels like a cliche. Or, shit! Any suggestions?
Geronimo is the old standard.
Geronimo.
Yeah. Sitting Bull!
Can I borrow anybody's parachute?
I regret nothing!
All right.
I can see my house from here.
Inferno Hero sends in a commercial for a website that I don't know if it's good or not, so I'm not going to mention it.
You could also just think of Arthur Dent as you plummet.
Hagula says, could you guys nuke Habanero
Sauce? Oh, no, not again.
All right. Maybe you'll get distracted and fly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the good idea, is just to...
Yeah, dive with somebody else who will know to suddenly surprise you halfway down.
Yes.
So that you can fly.
So you can miss the Earth.
Hagula says, could you guys nuke Habanero Sauce Sphere and be done with it?
Well, if you say so.
If KOL were a dartboard and Stasis was its bullseye, your approach to nerfing Stasis would be like making a ring of darts around the bullseye so it'll have nowhere to run.
If we set out to nerf Stasis, we could nerf Stasis. That's not what we're doing.
We're doing lots of things that, I mean, they're things that we want to do in their own right. And some of them have impact on Stasis, but that's not the primary reason that we're doing
it.
It's like a bonus.
Hey, okay, we have an idea for something cool to do with this. Oh, it also hurts Stasis. That means we should definitely do it.
I'm not saying that, you know, we like the fact that people dislike the fact that they have to spend just a retarded amount of time if they want to be at the top of their competitive game or whatever. But
in fact, I'd say that's definitely the situation that we don't want.
Right.
Is that we don't want people to have to
but at the
spend
same time,
10 hours a day playing.
Right.
To get the
we don't want that. That definitely is true. But we at the same time, we want there to be some way that players can exercise skill and excel. You know, like that we kind of want to reward. And so the trick is to balance that somehow. And I mean, I guess there's enough things that you have to optimize already outside of combat that we've already done that to some extent.
Oh man, somebody bought the domain that was what I wanted to call the space game.
What was
what?
It?
Yeah, it's some. I'll tell you later. LSK says, why is the game fully devoid of freeze pop references? I don't know.
I don't think we're completely devoid of them, are we?
It seems to me like there's ought to be one in there somewhere.
I could have sworn there was one.
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
I mean, there haven't been a lot of opportunities for it. I mean, we don't have any sharks, so I couldn't make a shark attack
reference.
There might
be a science genius girl reference in there somewhere.
It might be.
He says, I'd like to see a Nobgoblin harem science genius girl.
Hmm. Oh, well.
So, I don't know. Maybe there's not.
We could put in a bike thief somewhere.
It's true.
I suggest Mexico.
Where is this question?
I don't know.
Okay. I feel like you jump around.
I do.
It makes it very difficult to follow you.
Spaz Attack says, shouldn't the any antidote be in the potion section of the inventory instead of the consumables page since it doesn't hit spleen? No, potions are things that give you an effect and are consumed.
The
miscellaneous antidotes. Consumables are things like HP restores. There's a lot of stuff in there that doesn't hit spleen.
Yeah.
Glebe says, daylight savings time is nigh. What will happen to your radio show? Fuck, I don't know. 2 weeks from now, I don't know what's going to happen to our radio show.
We could... No. Yeah, we might just have to take a week or so off.
Yeah, we probably will.
Is daylight savings time happening while we're still here?
Is that something we're going to have to be aware of? Get rid of daylight savings time or change it so that it's like only every other week or something? He passed some law that changed.
I think he just changed the date that it starts.
That's kind of boring.
Yeah.
He should have done something interesting with it, like Ultimate like make Tuesdays. It
45 minutes.
Yeah. They're, India and Pakistan are like they're within the same time zone, but they have differentiated their time by 15 minutes so that they don't have to share the same time.
Weird.
Yeah, it's there are a couple places.
That sounds
in the world
really spiteful.
Yeah, no, it's there are places in the world where they do everything they possibly can to differentiate themselves from their sworn enemy.
Hmm.
Cyan220 says, is the name Pussy Willow going to become for the dandelion what Wilson is for the blood-faced volleyball, or am I more creative than I'm giving myself credit for? I don't know. Also, I'm happy that the absinthe didn't blind / brain damage / blind any of you.
It's good stuff, man.
I mean, how
didn't
do we
even
know
have
that
a
it didn't
hangover.
Cause any brain damage? We've been working on some of these Perplex City cards, and we haven't been able to answer them.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we would have been able to before.
Well, we have a stack of solved ones, right? But they're like...
There's a
couple.
Few
there's there. That fractal maze.
That's a silver, man, and it's a freaking fractal maze.
Whatever.
It's a maze that contains three copies of itself, each of which contains three copies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed I even found a solution. I mean, even if it wasn't the shortest, most optimal solution that the site was looking for, I actually found a solution, and that makes me think that I'm done with it for a while.
There's the marble one that we...
Yeah, the marble one we just can't get down to. Man.
The ones
where you have to find the most efficient solution possible are a real
pretty
pain.
Rough. There's only, 10 to the 4th possibilities? Or 10 to the 9th possibilities? 4 to the 9th. See, I'm already retarded. From the
absent. Yeah. Can you see us?
What? Who's talking?
Max Van says, I think you should be able to get half-eaten brain from a mind flayer. Well, you already get confused from mind flayers, so. Do Not Care 95 says, will bananas ever become regular drops from, say, fruit golems, but with an extremely low drop rate, or will the trader bring them with him again sometimes?
None may know our peelings towards that particular question.
Don't you hear the pealing of the bells? End of the Wumpa says, remember that one time you guys created Daffy Taffy as a joke? Remember that other time that Daffy Taffy already existed? I got a huge pack of it, and it kind of scares me that someone beat you to it. I just did a Google search. It's, Daffy Taffy is imported from Sweden.
Wait, we didn't make it as a joke. I mean, it's not like we...
I didn't think
it
actually existed. I mean, it was a play on Laffy Taffy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's weird.
You thought we had actually put it in there with the same name as the existing product? No.
Okay.
Mr. Bob says, does giving stuff to the KWE wrestlers actually affect the KWE matches? Yeah.
Yep.
I think Laffy Taffy's a joke on Daffy Taffy.
Hmm.
I think.
What's Daffy Taffy?
It's a similar sort of...
I wasn't aware that such a thing existed. I mean, except from in our game.
Well, see, now I'm confused.
What the fuck is this? It's a magic trick. Doesn't say how to do it. I'm not reading this. I forgot where the questions were. Spanky Melman says, can we have a one-handed staff so that we can use Special Sauce Glove and a cookbook, please? Oh, someday. St. Nick says, what is your opinion on one meat undercutters?
Santa
Claus is playing our game.
Dude.
Yeah.
I guess he's bored in the middle of the year.
One meat undercutters are going to happen. I mean,
that is the definition of a free market economy, right? Yeah. It's people undercutting each other until some price is reached that I just can't
happen. And that equilibrium results.
Yeah.
I just cleared out the questions before the point where we're at. So, I need to shut this crap off. Crap off. Crap on, crap off. Crap on, crap off, the crapper. It'd be perfect for a light that you only needed to turn off and on once per day.
If you kept it in the bathroom.
Well, I mean, maybe it just knows. You're crapping at work.
Oh, you don't. You don't have to crap on the light.
St. Nick says, why are all of the men bald? Is the kingdom suffering from a mass epidemic of male pattern baldness? Yeah, all of the men with hair died and were reincarnated or resurrected as zombies.
I kind of assumed that just zombies grew hair.
Oh,
it's like how, you know, they say that hair, your hair continues to grow after you die. It's just in KOL, it only grows after you die.
Kingdom Lotto Man says, hey guys, two questions. Who are the people sporting the KOL t-shirts in the Store of Loathing? They look overly happy for my liking. They're happy
because they've got new KOL t-shirts, man. Of course they're happy.
They're friends of ours, basically.
Yeah. Mainly friends of yours and the pretentious artist, right?
Yeah. And a question two, has Hot Stuff ever gone into chat and done a /EM coming through?
No.
Hot Stuff coming through.
No.
That's what you shout in restaurants when you're, like, carrying a big ball of chili or something.
I haven't ever done that.
I used to have to carry big tubs of chili around and when I worked at Wendy's.
Really?
You say, hot stuff coming through. Hot chili. Get the hell out of my way. I'm going to burn you to frickin' hell with this big tub of hot chili.
I used to bake a lot of bread and like desserts and stuff, and we'd have these, this is my fraternity, and we'd have these large trays, and the kitchen was in the basement, and we had to carry them up, and I invariably would be holding it by each side with like pot holders or whatever, and I would start going up the stairs, and then the edge of the pan that I had just taken out of the oven, I had burn marks on my wrists for like 2 or 3 years after this.
Were they in that shape of like you got like a dragon burned into one wrist and a tiger on the other?
I would. Yeah, just these successive lines on my wrists. It's terrible. But yeah, I'd yell, just more sort of a scream of pain in that case. But people got out of my way.
Glebe says, I now see why someone could like a Mac. I discovered the Control Option Apple 8 trick that inverts the colors. It makes KOL look even cooler.
Say that again.
Oh, neat.
Whoa, the whole screen?
Whoa. Yeah. Awesome.
How is that useful?
Maybe if your eyes are getting tired.
Wow, I could use this all the time in like Photoshop just to check on certain things. That's kind of neat.
Panay says, hey guys, I've just been dumped. Do you have any advice for me?
Absinthe.
Is Panay
it makes the heart grow fonder.
A guy or a girl?
Start dating fish. I hear there's a lot of them in the ocean.
Yeah.
Panay is 24 and in Oslo. My advice, after having just been dumped in Oslo, is to have sex with the entire male population of Norway.
What about the Swedish bikini team? They're nearby, right?
I don't know.
Sweden and Norway?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know nothing about geography or geometry. Even if you showed me a map, I wouldn't know if they were close or not. Were you just whistling, don't know much about geography? Geography. Billabong 7447 says, I was wondering if you could implement a second friends list. It would be great for people that I trade with or that I have a closer relationship with. It'd be a great way to notify me with a different color for those people. I don't think that that's of wide enough usefulness to merit making it. Because, that basically just, sort of makes the interface for all of that stuff more complicated for everyone, right?
And it would seem to me that, unless you just have a massively huge list, when the name pops up in the chat, you would know which list they were on mentally.
Yeah.
Or you could do this thing where you remember who they are.
Doomlout says, what is the GDP of KOL in meat? Per capita? Total wealth? Total liquid meat?
That's a tough question.
It is.
Liquid meat. Ugh.
The per capita wouldn't mean anything because in this case the mean is by far the least descriptive measure of central tendency we could use to describe it. Total liquid meat, that number's been out there, right?
No, not really.
Really? We haven't ever told?
We've mentioned sort of the order of magnitude.
Yeah.
The economy is growing again just a tiny little bit. I'm going to say per capita 1,000 meat a day.
Really?
Yeah. Gross domestic product per capita.
What, 1,000 meat a day added to the game? Like net?
Yes. Yeah, of active players. Hmm.
That's all, huh?
Yeah. Adds up. There's a lot of players.
Yeah, adds up eventually,
players.
But...
a lot of active players.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, per player, right.
Per active player. Hmm.
Kethoth says, what is the estimated release date of NS13? April? May?
April, May. That's
April,
a good month.
May. Yeah. Mm. Maypril.
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 Or perhaps Mapriloon. Maybe we should shoot for the 2-year anniversary of Ascension. 6-9, baby. 6-9.
Classic.
Wow.
No, dude.
I mean, that would be... I think we could definitely have it done by 6-9.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's no question in my mind. I mean, I was wondering if we should put it off until then just for gits and shiggles.
Well, I mean, if we work really, really hard, I think the end of April is feasible. But I don't know if it will have been tested to our satisfaction by then.
Is it true that people who are forever banned cannot receive K-mail?
They can receive K-mail. I think
they just can't send it?
K-mail. Yeah.
Okay. There was a question about that in chat.
Oh, somebody had sent in a question earlier about whether or not the Doppelshifter could turn into the Dandelion yet, and now it can. I pushed that out just now. Hogula says, how would you guys feel about making more skills with scaling costs and rewards a la Magic Missile? It is a way of balancing certain things for the Ascension game, right?
Yeah.
We've done a little bit of it. Crossbow Fever works like that. There's something else that works like that, but I don't know if we've told anybody. Some thing that you wrote.
That I did?
Yeah. It was like a some absorption or damage reduction. Passive, maybe?
Oh, I don't remember.
Or maybe it was a buff.
I mean, yeah, I don't remember exactly how it works.
Yeah. Anyway, there's some Turtle Tamer skill I know that does either absorption or damage reduction based on your level.
But in terms of actual cost, MP cost or whatever, I'm not sure.
Does Magic Missile go up in MP cost as you?
I think so.
I don't think it
does. Uh-huh. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Right. I guess it does damage. It does increase damage, right, for sure.
Well, I mean, Magic Missile scaled for a very specific reason.
Yeah.
So.
Because we stole it from some other game.
Yeah, because we were trying to make it as accurate as possible to Magic Missile in D&D.
Anika Ju says, have you guys checked out the Dark Tower comic books yet? The second one of 7 just came out, and so far the series is great. I recommend it. I bought the first one and then set it on the couch in a bag, and then it sat there for like a week and a half.
Step one.
Now it's on the banister.
Now it's on the banister, right? Yeah. So as
I have
I'm
to,
going
I should read that
to tonight. Sleep tonight, I'll...
Step two.
Did you buy it too, or did you? Yeah, you should read my copy. Yeah, I haven't looked at it yet. I'm excited about it. I'm glad to hear that it's good. I would have hoped that it was good. Hogula says, what would the new things monsters do? Are there any plans to make monsters that, say, buff themselves mid-combat or heal themselves? Well, there are monsters that heal them. I actually, we rolled out a bunch more of those things today.
Yeah.
By we, I mean me.
Yes.
And by those things, I mean stuff.
Yeah, I was mostly sleeping. Combat. Turns out I managed to start coming down with some sort of deadly alien flu cold virus. So I've been... taken some kind of what's it called? Lemsip. It's like
Theraflu.
But it doesn't have it has the British equivalent of acetaminophen in it. What phenolphthalic
like acetaminophen but spelled with another U.
Acetaminophen.
This the whole monster specials thing is interesting because Hot Stuff and I have been kind of approaching it from a mechanic standpoint and then filling in the content, and Scully from his end is approaching it sort of purely from a content standpoint and just giving kind of suggestions for what
he had a bunch of really good ideas mechanically.
Yeah, he came up with a bunch of stuff that never occurred to us, and well done on his part. But yeah, there's probably going to be a single sort of effect akin to the becomes enraged thing in World of Warcraft, where something that we basically just decide, okay, this monster, this monster, this monster, this monster, and this monster all have the same thing, where on round five there's some text, and then their power and toughness increase by 20% or something.
Which at the high end is going to be huge.
Yeah. Well, you know, kill them before five rounds pass.
Or
you know,
outmoxing them by that much more.
Yeah. The goal is that every zone has something interesting in it, right? We
not necessarily a monster buff or debuff or whatever. Yeah.
But, you know, every zone has some monster in it that is different than other monsters in it, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, except in some obvious exceptions. Zones with only one monster.
The Noob Cave.
Yeah, Noob Cave, we're just leaving alone. It doesn't have any monsters in it. Dire Warren. It's special.
Well, there's that ultra rare in the Dire Warren, right?
That's true. But anyway, as of today, all ghouls heal themselves.
How often?
I don't remember.
Sort of whenever it makes sense for them to.
I believe it varies. I believe it varies based on one of the arguments to that special thing. And they only do it when their hit points are below a certain...
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Mazapan says skin of the leatherback is the one that scales per level.
Okay.
Right. Dirty Little Secret says, why Jake be so cool? You know, baby, it's all good. Gold says, how many new monster effects plan to be put in? I'd be happy doing 50.
Yeah.
Total.
I don't think there will be that many different ones.
Yeah, because, I mean...
Because there's a lot of them that'll sort of be similar. Like all the zombies sort of...
Yeah, all the zombies have the same thing. All the ghouls have the same thing. You know,
we differentiated... I mean, people have been sort of expecting this. We differentiated poison a little bit. Now there's a couple of different
versions
of it.
Oh, you actually did that while I was buying beer, huh?
Yeah. I did do that.
Okay.
I think I made one version of it public that actually doesn't happen yet in the game, but part of the level 11 and 12 stuff.
What we sort of thought of today, and this makes me pretty happy, actually, because I was always kind of against the idea of there being, like, you know, diseased and then cursed and then poisoned, right? And then have different curative items because, you know, there's the poison curing item, but there's also the status effect curing item joke in the airship, right? So, I mean, it's important to me to preserve that both mechanically and narratively, right? So... what we thought of today, and this is actually kind of cool, if we're going to go through and we're going to make a whole bunch of negative status effects on monsters that are like diseases. Say there's a couple in there already, and you know, I don't know if
does the disease in the box give a disease?
The disease in the box poisoned you, and I had written Hot Stuff and I both sort of independently went through and made lists of just ideas that we had for where the things could go and what they could be. And I had written it as the disease giving you the disease, and then realized that the disease actually poisoned you. So I'm going to change it. Right?
It doesn't poison you, though, because it wasn't on the list of things that poisons.
No. I took it off because I wanted to add the disease thing to it, but I didn't do it right then.
There are a couple places that just a generic kind of disease would also make sense. Like rats.
Yeah.
Rats
yeah.
and bats.
Although, I mean, you know, we could write a bunch of them, right? So, and what I was thinking was, it could kind of, if every, like, disease-style effect we wrote had the same picture, right? Yeah. If it was always that disease picture, then, like, Disco Nap cures any negative status effect with that picture.
Right.
We'll say. You know? And then the tongue skills... if we have, like, wounded effects that you get, which we do. I added one already, actually, in the Lumberjacks. I did not give it a negative regen thing, because I don't know how that would work, right? Because it could beat you up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Would you actually get the beaten up effect if you went?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's. I mean, I guess so, right? I mean, because anywhere that's adding adventures can also add HP, can also add an effect, right? Because that's how regular regeneration works.
Right.
So, yeah, we'd have to see. We're definitely going to do the, like, bleed effects inside combat, because that's cool. And, probably just to, just to screw farmers, by which I mean shake things up even for the powerful players, there will start to be some effects that happen when monsters miss you.
Or more
that happen when you hit them, and or more that just sort of randomly fire at the beginning of combat. One of the ways that I thought about nerfing the peak for a long time was having Yetis disarm you. Right?
Just like just cut your arms off.
Which, you know, it could just give you a one turn effect, like, you know, disarmed, you can't hold on to your weapon.
Right.
Because you have no arms.
Because you have no arms. And they're not gonna grow back for at least 4 hours.
At least until the end of combat.
Hogula says, you can find them again and reattach them.
Yeah.
Hogula says, how would you guys feel about an accessory that acts like the adventure-granting part of the temporal riftlet? Like, an accessory that just gave you an extra turn, one out of every 100 turns you spent? Hmm. I mean, it's
interesting because it takes up a slot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would not be averse to that, right? An accessory that had a 1 in 100 chance of giving
just incrementing you by one.
The thing is, you know, if you outside extreme, that becomes an infinite turn item, right?
Well,
at the outside extreme.
In a mathematical, theoretical sense.
Right, we have created an infinite meat bug. There is the potential for an infinite meat bug in that thing that you're all like, and it's all like, and then you're all like, and it's all like, you know?
Wow.
That thing I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
It's mathematically possible for that to...
Takes a turn each time.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
I have no idea what that was.
No, come on. Yeah, yeah. What's the matter with you? Are you all fucked up on absinthe?
I haven't even finished my first glass yet.
We should definitely start videotaping the radio shows so everybody can
see me experiencing a painful foot cramp.
Oh, it's better than maybe it's a oh no maybe it's a, kid, a foot kidney stone.
You have kidneys in your feet?
Yeah, he's got all kinds of screwed up.
Yeah, I guess geology. Kidneys.
Is that like having a brain for your heart?
Dirk gently says, I notice at the top of the Naughty Sorceress Tower a pair of blinking eyes in the window before you go demolishing it. Nice. If I'm incorrect, guess I picked the wrong time to quit sniffing glue.
that's an ancient artifact. Yeah. Of
one of Hot Stuff's...
That was like even before the Sorcerer's Quest was finished, wasn't
it? Because we were well underway and sort of getting Ascension ready, and that was sort of the first prelude to the countdown.
That and the OMG you spoiler it pictures.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Gotten better about... not making it so people can spoil content by just randomly looking at pictures. There's all kinds of stuff people could look at now that would be super spoilery, but it's all like kind of security through obscurity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, start your script writing.
Oh God. Please don't look for every image name possible.
And Naked Jew says, when will we be seeing the Sleazy Back Alley expand into Hobopolis?
Not
if you don't remember
that.
What this is about, see my profile's quote section.
Post in S13.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely something that's going to happen eventually.
If you don't remember what this is about, see my profile's quote section, he says, though. Let's see what it is.
I mean, we do.
No, we do. I just don't want to see what it says. Jick, a naked Jew says, the Sleazy Back Alley should expand into Hobopolis. That's true. Scully, he's right! Okay.
I don't know if it's actually going to be called Hobopolis. Just so you know, you don't get your hopes up.
I think it should be called
Hobopolis.
Really?
Is that somewhere in Greece?
Hobopolis.
It sounds like Greek
the
last name.
Of Lesbos.
No, like you'd have the guy named.
I'm always thinking about
Papa,
the Lesbos.
Papa Hobopolis.
Papa Hobopolis. Who's? Oh crap.
Or Papa Mau Mau, that guy that the Oak Ridge Boys were always singing about.
Mau Mau, Mau Mau.
I wish I had an MP3 of Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Man, when I was like 11, that was my favorite song.
That's a good song. I like the Oak Ridge Boys. Bongo Extreme says, "Hi! Would it be possible to have an option in the account menu that automatically disassembles clovers that drop or closets them? That would make running in the marmot sign and with Lucky Tiki Necklace equipped easier, as where non-combat adventures are."
Thirsty?
What? Thanatosis? No, I don't like that idea. You should just pay attention. Anakaju says, "Hey, can you guys play Red Rubber Ball on the way out?" No, because I have a very limited selection of my MP3s here, and
like
I
four.
Do not have Red Rubber Ball.
It's sad.
I could get Riff to sing it for you.
I don't know how it goes. People keep wanting me to sing "I'm a Little Teapot."
Huh?
Why?
I don't know.
I vaguely remember there being some sort of teapot riff connection that I'm not.
I've done the Syphil and Ollie version several times.
I really wish. You don't have the Syphil and Ollie MPEGs on a computer here, do you?
Different on your iPod?
I don't know. Not on my iPod.
Because I really, at some point, want to.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I know they're all on the network drive at home.
Yeah, I know. I actually moved. I made copies of them on my machine at work so that I could watch them more easily. I really want to watch all those, right? I was listening to a...
It's well worth watching. It was an awesome series.
I've been working my way through the archives of old Loveline shows, and there was one where Liam Lynch was a guest on it. It's worth listening to, actually. Yeah, but it was cool. He was talking about Syphil and Ollie, and... they played My United States or whatever.
Everyone's going nuts, and they're going to be annoyed they're going to be disappointed if I don't do it. So, "These are my love handles, and this is my spout. But if you tip me over, then Mama says knock you out." That's the entirety of the bit show.
I keep meaning to watch all of them, right? Because I keep watching the first one, and it's awesome. It's like, you know, we got somebody on the satellite. And like, no, the satellite's not working. It's like, no, dude, I fixed it. And then they just keep talking. Like, every time they turn on the satellite, it is just socks inside things that scan other things.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like city the and highway, stores. Like two guys inside their radar detector. And they're like bitching about how highway is way too sensitive. And, yeah. And then jugs of milk, $2.99. Jugs of Milk magazine, $8.99.
Man, I can't believe they increased the price on Jugs of Milk magazine.
It makes me happy that there was a time when that could be on TV.
Yeah,
you know, when that could make it.
They're kind of uneven, but the good ones are quite good.
It's just one of those sort of like. Cartoon Planet or...
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Not... I'm happy that that MTV sometimes allows stuff like that to exist. Like the Tom Green Show. I'm glad the Tom Green Show was on. Yeah. Even though it wasn't always funny, sometimes it was funny, you know?
And Liquid Television back in the day.
Yeah. I just remember the episode where Tom Green builds a statue of his dad, like, smacking his mom for not making him dinner. Yeah. And, like, there's this giant statue, this bronze statue in their front yard. And he's like, they get all pissed off. And they're like, "Hey, you got to get rid of this." So he gets rid of it and replaces it with a statue of his dad fucking his mom in the ass. I would have preferred the beating one. But just, you know, every once in a while it's fun to give a retard a whole bunch of money. See what he does.
There was one... it wasn't. I don't think it was a Tom Green episode, but it's something on MTV where they did a bit where they dressed up and made up Tom Green to look like Andy Dick and Andy Dick to look like Tom Green. And they showed Tom Green in like the makeup chair talking to the makeup guy, and he was like, you know, I don't really know how to do an Andy Dick voice. What's Andy Dick sound like? And the makeup guy says, gay. He says, what, like, hello, I'm Andy Dick. No, gayer. And then when they actually did the bit, it was just the two of them in this MTV lounge. The one, Tom Green shouting, I'm Andy Dick! I'm Andy Dick! And Tom Green, and Andy Dick shouting, I'm Tom Green! I'm Tom Green! And just fighting and knocking over everything in the lounge and just destroying everything. Huh. It was hilarious. Yeah. That's the end of my story.
And you had to be there, so that.
Yeah. Almost all of the stories I tell are you had to be there stories.
Vlad Stickstank says, the meat gems in the Feely's pack taste like rocks, which makes me sad. In
meat gems are not edible. No, yeah. No version of meat gem is an edible thing.
It'd
be like trying to burn petrified wood.
We really need to look into, though, seeing if we can get spray bacon scent. Because I think you can. I think that there are places where you can order any sort of artificial flavoring in aerosol form, and I think that it would be worth.
Where are these places, and why are they so?
I remember seeing one like linked on Metafilter like 5 years ago, right? Like this place that you could buy artificial flavoring, and there was a list of all the flavors that you could buy, and a list of various products that you could have it put in, right? Like kind of essential oil sort of thing, or like whatever. And
I don't know.
I think it's worth the effort to go through and to spray. You know,
I mean, I'm just worried it would make them all greasy and fucked up. I guess we could spray the inside of the bags.
Inside of the bag. Yeah. I mean, so they're greasy. They're meat. They're gonna be greasy and fucked up. I mean,
because I don't think they're meat anymore. I think they're basically petrified wood,
what are you
which
doing?
No longer has anything to do with wood. It's all stone.
Stoned wood?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I totally smoked a bowl last century. And I'm speaking way too quickly. For the rest of the radio show, I should have been...
Momoka says, good job on the upgraded combat. I notice a focus on status effects. Does the future hold more of that? Yes, the present holds more of that. Say something mean about the French. I have a French roommate and want help mocking him. I enjoyed the French.
The only three words I know in French are merde, chapeau du merde, and poontang.
Yep. Those were... I've learned to say I don't speak French in French.
That's true.
And it worked. I was in, when we were in Belgium, the bartendrix was all like with her tiny mouth, and I was like je ne parle pas français, and she was like, oh, would you like a beer list then? Yeah.
And you were all like, no, I just want some coffee.
That was very Canadian sounding.
Yeah, no, she was. She must have learned English from Canadians. The only other people in that bar were American.
Yeah.
That was weird.
And it was also weird that all the $1 bills seemed to have come from
there. Yeah, okay. That was not one of my prouder moments. So there were all these $1 bills stapled to the wall behind the bar, and I was like, I looked at them.
They had people's
names. They were signed to, you know, with names and names of people and where they were from, and I'm like, it's weird that all of these dollar bills are, like, signed by people from the U.S. And then I was like, no. Not weird at all. Sorry. I hadn't even been drinking yet. Or had I? No. Ooh, and then we went to that fucked up puppet theater.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
It was. It was the Royal Belgian Puppet Theater. I guess whenever the King of Belgium wants a puppet show and wants it right now, God damn it, this is the place where he goes.
Was it really the Royal Belgian?
It's good to be the king.
It was the Royal Belgian, but it had photographs of, you know.
Oh, that's like, right, the royal family was there.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That then that was, I think, what the sign said: Royal Belgian Puppet Theater.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know.
Huh.
So it's getting about the halftime point.
Yeah. Getting about half. You're just saying that because you want to go pour yourself another glass of absinthe.
Yes, I am.
I would not mind making some more.
Well, fine. I'm gonna play spend some resources research, in Vox Imperium.
That research game.
researching for
It seems like the perfect game to play while you're working on KOL.
Yeah, because, I mean, you go there every 10 minutes and, like, you know, build your shit or whatever. And I have a feeling I've been overtaken any amount of time I've been not paying attention to it. So, you know what I haven't done, though, is...
Queued up any songs.
So we're going to queue up some... let's do some more Apollo 18. We'll do...
Apollo 18's a good album. You already did Statue Got Me High.
Yep, so I'm doing a Turnaround,
Sea Spider? Of Constellation. Is that one on there?
Yeah, we'll put Spider in before that. Spider's only a minute long, though, so another longish song. How about
All of Fingertips?
I Palindrome Eye. I Palindrome Eye is only 2 minutes long.
There aren't a lot of really long They Might Be Giant songs, it seems to me.
There's a 1 minute short fingertip. So, all right. Good deal. We'll see you guys in like 10 minutes.
There's a whole 1 minute fingertip?
Yeah, I Walk Along Darkened Corridors is pretty long. Yeah. When they play it in concert, they actually turn it into like a huge big deal song. It's cool. That's like they started playing fingertips in concert when I've seen them, and they end it with
Do
that.
They play
it's
it
like this huge
in a row?
Yeah, they play it in a row.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, that's awesome.
They have people come out from the back to like play one note on one instrument for one section. So that's the entire reason
awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see you guys in 10 minutes.
Boot.
Boot.
Someday mother will die and I'll get the money. Mom leans down and says my sentiments exactly. You son of a bitch.
Spider,
Spider,
step on Spider,
Spider,
we love you, spider.
I promise not to kill you.
Spider.
We love you, spider.
Get rid of.
Must stop.
He is our hero.
I was working all night in my office when a man I had recently killed called me up from a phone near my building. So I looked out the window at him. He had the same obsequious manner that was the reason I had him killed. So to calm my nerves, I sang this song to him over the phone. Turn around. I was out by myself in the graveyard. I was doing an interpretive dance when I felt something heavy and pointed strike me in the back of my neck. And then the ghost of my dance instructor pushed me down into an open grave. And as dirt rained down, she played a xylophone and sang me this song. Turn around.
Until the engineer who's back in the turn, and who we thought would find us highly amusing, quickly swiveled his head around, and his face, which was a paper white mask of evil, sang us a song.
Turn around, round, turn around, round. There's a thing there that can be found. Turn around, turn around, it's a human skull. Turn around, turn around, there's a thing there that can't be found. Turn around, turn around, it's a human skull on the ground. Human skull on the ground, turn around,
just a guy made
we're back.
Yay!
Discworldian says, locks, any chance of scumble ever getting implemented? One sip, 16 drunkenness should be about right. Plus, you could use it to clean your weapon and prevent tetanus. I don't know what scumble is.
I'm looking it up right now.
Are you?
It's a drink from the Discworld books made out of apples.
I see.
Mainly apples.
Huh.
Sort of an ultra-distilled death cider.
Also a glaze painting technique.
Ooh.
Oh, huh. And that's interesting how that question was submitted to us from Discworldian.
Discworldian, indeed. Preenyqueezer says, ooh, Chimay, I'm jealous that you got to go there. Was the beer noticeably different than the imports?
Yes.
It was. It was a lot more, it was weaker. The alcohol content is, what, two-thirds? The alcohol.
Yeah, it was like 4.8 or something.
It's a lot more like a sort of everyday beer.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I could have that every day, I would be thrilled.
Yeah. I would get tired of it. Like, I...
Even the dry.
Yeah, because it's got that whole, like, just sort of sweet thing that gets to me eventually about Belgian beer, right? Like, everything we had was good, but it was just like, I want a dry beer at this point.
That's interesting. I didn't feel like it was like that at all. I mean, I think I probably, given the option, would probably buy that exclusively if I could buy it at the same price that I could get it in Europe. Because...
Oh, this beer is kind of gross.
Huh.
You want to try it?
No. I'm avoiding alcohol for the next day or so. I'll try to recuperate.
Preenyqueezer also asked if we've tried Orval, different company, but also good. I don't know. I tried a few other... Trappist beers that they had at the liquor store by my house in Arizona, but I don't remember if that was one that I had or not. Also, if you're anywhere near Munich in Germany, I hear the Hofbrauhaus is lots of fun. We're not. We're going to Frankfurt and then getting that.
What?
Yeah.
Baumholder.
Yeah. Babelfish says that the translation of Baumholder is getting that.
Well, I wonder what.
With Kaiser, we're going to Frankfurt, and then my cousin is at a military base in Baumholder, and Riff's friend is in.
He's at
the top of a tree in Kaiserslautern.
No, he's at an air. He's at what is it? I told you earlier, Rammstein. The Rammstein Air Force Base.
Is he in the military? Is it?
Yeah. He's like Air Force Reserves.
I see.
I think he volunteered to go back to duty for extra money and for traveling, and they let him in because his German is really good.
They sent Brad Pitt to Germany right before they recruited him for the CIA in Spy Game.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Where did they? Oh, never mind. That was a different.
He didn't. Actor. He didn't speak German though. It was to isolate him and watch him.
Punicron says, you've mentioned new Sorceress Tower riddles with NS13. Will there be any Perplexed City-style alternate reality riddles with clues on other websites or buried in a box in a field somewhere?
Yes. Everyone is going to have to come to Great Britain and dig up this poor farmer's field to ascend every time.
Ah, so Kaiserslautern is German for Kaiserslautern.
Good.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently so.
I had always wondered how to say Kaiserslautern in German.
It doesn't mean like the Kaiser's latrine. It means Emperor Slautern.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm spelling it wrong.
Put a Bengal tiger in the Kaiser's latrine.
Oh, I heard about that.
Did you do the Babelfish German to German translator?
No. Is that useful?
Well, it would yield the same thing. For Kaiserslautern equals Kaiserslautern. Preenyqueezer says, and on the beer theme, what's your favorite beer or drink for those of you who don't like beer? I tend to, I don't know. It's hard to say what my favorite beer is. When I'm at home.
I would say Chimay is my favorite.
You would say Chimay is your favorite beer. Yeah. First time I had Chimay was also the first time I met Hot Stuff. He had me meet him at a bar that specifically served Chimay and because he wanted me to try it. The bulk of the beer that I consume is Sam Adams and
Sierra Nevada.
Sam Adams regular Boston Lager and Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Both are pretty good.
Yeah, I go through phases, right? Like I'll sometimes drink exclusively Sierra Nevada even at home, but mostly what I do is I'll drink Sam Adams at home. That's just what I'll buy to have in the refrigerator for every day, and then when I go out to the bar, I drink Sierra Nevada.
I'm not a beer drinker.
He says, or drink, for those of you who don't like beer.
Oh, well,
you've been drinking a lot of Tom Collins's lately.
Yeah, if I'm somewhere with a full bar and I don't, I'm not worried about being called a fag, I order a Tom Collins. But I also like a gin and tonic or a
bundle of twigs.
Or no, I don't like a bundle of twigs. That's not a good drink. Cider, bar cider
dry.
Is good.
It's very dry.
Strongbow is good.
It makes your tongue feel filled.
Woodchuck or woodpecker. Those are all good ciders.
You're definitely developing an absinthe affinity.
Yeah,
absinthe. This absinthe is good stuff.
I have this feeling that you're going to start doing opium, drinking absinthe. You'll redo the lighting in the office that it's like. Deep red, and everything will be covered in pillows.
I'll turn into Johnny Depp, and the metamorphosis will be complete.
That's something we should work on. We should work on acquiring some opium.
I don't know if that'd go that far.
Well, you can mix it with wine and make laudanum.
It's not bad for you. Laudanum isn't.
Well, opium is addictive.
Laudanum is opium distilled through wine.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I mean, because laudanum was like a. I mean, it used to be used as an anesthetic, right? Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like chloroform.
Well, yeah, but so did morphine.
Or like ether. Well, yeah, morphine is still used.
Yeah,
but, you know,
and it's highly addictive.
I don't know. I don't think you're the kind of person who is going to become addicted to opiates if you smoke opium once. Yeah, I also thought that hot stuff wouldn't get addicted to World of Warcraft, so I can't judge that. Yeah. Somebody needs to get me some heroin too.
Yeah, I don't.
I keep telling these assholes to get me some heroin, and they're like, "No," and I'm like, "What? It's just what I need to spark my creative genius."
I'd rather the entirety of the company didn't get spent to fuel your heroin addiction, and I had to find a real job.
Oh, come on.
Wikipedia says it is not mixed with. Oh, well. So laudanum is an alcoholic extract of opium.
Huh.
So it's not technically a wine, but
it's
sweetened, sometimes sweetened with sugar, and it basically becomes, it tastes like wine.
Huh. But it isn't supposed to be drunk, is it?
Yeah, it's liquid.
Really? I thought it was just inhaled. I mean, that makes a lot more sense because Samuel Taylor Coleridge took a lot of laudanum, and that it would make sense if it was just like something you drank.
Yeah.
Huh.
You don't really. People don't do like anesthetics, do they? In general.
Well, pain relievers. I mean, there's a
Yeah, isn't like OxyContin's a pain reliever in it? Is it?
I don't know. Isn't that what cleans your pores?
When I
had thinking of OxyContin.
Oh, right.
Content and 10 are two different numbers.
I had a prescription once for
that's why I said the math.
What's one starts with a P?
Percocet.
Those were good shit, man. Wow.
They gave me a bunch of Vicodin when I had that kidney stone because they were like, you know, it'll probably still hurt for a couple of days, and I didn't take any of it. I was like,
eBay.
Still got it, yeah. Totally.
I gotta imagine that they try to crack down on illegal sales.
Yeah, you kind of think so. Yeah.
Hogula says, "Whoa, a lesser fruit golem just threw an orange at me, and I got to keep the orange. These changes rock. Thanks, guys. oh man, Anaka Jew says in the joke issue of my school's newspaper, I ran a fake ad with a Jigshow reference. It was for Te Writing Center for AIM users, and it included the line, "Do oo want to write, make bets, and help other arty's dreams come true?" Nobody got the reference, but everyone who saw it laughed. Apparently, my wife has found Donnell Hicks on MySpace.
He doesn't have a listing of all of his
poetries. Yeah. I'll have to set the pretentious artist to the task of looking for that.
What do you mean I'm less than B?
less than B. Momoka says, if Hollywood made a KOL movie starring the three heroes of old, who'd play who? Would Weird Al play Sneaky Pete? Hmm. Would Boris talk like Bashy? I don't see Sneaky Pete as being a Weird Al kind of.
No, he'd be slick. He'd be like
John Travolta.
Yeah, maybe. Nah, I don't know about
John Travolta in the '70s.
Okay, maybe. Yeah,
That's a Henry
Winkler in the '60s.
But if we had to pick like modern actors,
Jarlsberg would be Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
Boris would be the guy from the guy who played Mad-Eye Moody in the most recent Harry Potter, and he was the cab driver in 28 Days Later, and he was Hamish, the redheaded friend in Braveheart.
Right. Yeah.
That guy would make a good Boris.
Yeah, he would.
Momoko says, special attack suggestion. If you're a female character, frat boys can forcibly unequip your pants. That's actually funny. It just like, you know, here you go. And you acquire an item, whatever pants you were wearing.
Wow.
I'm sure that would get us a lot of friends.
They did it. They'll do it to everybody.
What?
Why not? They're all gay. What did... Did you not get the whole frat boys equals gay undertone to this whole?
No.
Stark Moon says, daylight savings will happen the last Sunday of March, I believe, in the UK. So that means...
But it doesn't matter what happens here, right? It's the regular schedule in the US that matters.
Well, what I mean, does the EU do daylight savings? I mean, I'm worried.
Haven't they saved up enough daylight already? They've been around for thousands of years.
Well, they used it all up during that period where the sun never set.
Ow.
Oh, no, wait. I guess that would be where they acquired it all. Because the sun never sets.
I hear that the sun also rises over Japan.
That's true.
Hmm. Curious.
So it rose over Japan but didn't set over England? Geography is hard.
Monsters that like self-destruct if combat happens, not even if combat goes on too long.
Like
but if
bombs in Final Fantasy.
Like if they're down to less than 10 hit points, say, and it's their turn to attack, they like self-destruct and do some auto hit elemental damage.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
What kind of monsters would we?
I'm gonna write that down.
I mean, the stuff in the Friar's Gate, right? Like we're looking to do a bunch of stuff to them. I mean, they could redescend into Hades in a burst of flame.
That's true. And actually, some of the specialist units that we have for the level 12 stuff could do that. Actually,
yeah. Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Now we've got a whole another thing to deal with.
to come up with
each of those. Yeah.
I should write some more for that thing. Have I written enough of those so far? Have you written that? Looked at them?
Oh, the adventures for the thing.
For that thing with the guys.
You're going to be required to do that on every radio show.
I don't know. There probably is. You should spend all the items that you had drop in there.
I feel like I should do another couple because I think there were only like five or six.
Yeah, there were. There was very little. Because that's kind of the point of that thing. So and also a lot of them can just be you find a box of whatever. Like
I've done one box of whatever, but maybe I can just do a bunch that are. Basically the same, except something else in the box.
Something from somewhere else in the game, or something new, or whatever. You know, it's the point is kind of to waste time there, right? Unless you're doing the trick. Yeah. What was I?
That was a sneak peek of things to come, folks.
No, the sneak peek of things to come that I was talking about was that we have this placeholder zone spindle that has 46 monsters in it.
Oh my god, that's true.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you don't fight all of them at the same time.
It is.
Is that done? Is it 46 is the final number, you think?
There's at least one more on each side, depending on what we decide to do with the sixth thing.
Oh, right. That thing.
Because we still got to...
And then there's also the big guy.
Right, yeah. So
there's going to be 50. There's going to be 50 in there.
50 different monsters?
Yes.
Is that total or across the split?
Total.
That is
total.
One zone from level 12. That's 50 monsters.
Well, not all at the same time, though.
I know, but that's great.
Yeah, that's so much
we're doing some complicated stuff. I feel like we're getting burning crusade-itis, though. Like level 11 and level 12 are going to be
disseminating all kinds of things down, though. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, not a lot though. Is the
well, there's the not is, a lot of stuff that I mean. In Burning Crusade, they had a lot of new stuff that was little tweaks, like being able to farm herbs out of a specific kind of monster. But we don't have a lot of that stuff. And the stuff that we do have, like these new monsters that are like this new thing with monsters giving effects, we are migrating.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess in a way you could say that adding all of these skills to level 15 was part of NS13. Yes. I mean, so we did.
And level 11 and level 12 take so much longer to complete because
they do. That is kind of the point where it becomes unreasonable to grind levels, I feel like. Yeah. It's just, there's such a difference there. Yeah.
So we're and Ikaju sorry says, it takes 8,000 turns right now to get to the game, but you know.
And Ikaju says, off I go to class. Please upload today's show promptly and get on Scully and Zeno to get the last two Monday shows uploaded. Yeah, I just got to get Zeno to fucking...
exist.
Yeah, exist for 5 minutes so that he can... say all he I have seen him on chat. All he has to do is upload the files to the image server so that we can get them and convert them.
He's not... in his defense, he's not totally gone. I mean, I have seen him log in once a day
or
so.
He checks in, but
he does check in.
Yeah.
So maybe we just need to...
he used to do stuff on his own in terms of projects and stuff.
Well, maybe we just need to put a wiki item up or something that he'll see of, hey, Zeno, we need you to do this stuff.
I'm going to K-mail him, in fact.
He's got some clan stuff that he was working on that will be really neat if he finishes it.
Yeah.
If he could finish that by this coming Tuesday, that'd be awesome.
It'd be really handy, too, because we're kind of...
update.
Clackling says, hey guys, are you ever bothered by the fact that your personal lives have become pretty public due to the radio shows? Is there anything we don't know about you? I don't feel like we're really...
I'm really a wombat. That's what... I just cleverly trained.
I mean, I don't really feel like my personal life is...
yeah, I don't think... I don't really have much of a personal life, so... but if I did... I don't think we would have talked about it a lot.
I mean, I definitely go down the too much information road a lot of the time on the radio, but I do that with everybody. I mean, that's just sort of my style, I guess. Like, oh man, I just totally farted, you know, in a room full of people that I've never met before. I don't know that I actually do that. Anyway, that LOTE had written in that thing about the, hey, any thoughts of a monster like a bomb that when it's defeated, you're damaged, kind of like the apathetic lizard, but unavoidable. That's what I read that when I said it. I didn't want to take credit for that idea. But yeah, that's another thing. The self-destruct when it gets low, and then when you kill it, it blows up.
Well, the thing about the bombs of Final Fantasy was that the trick was you had to kill it before it blew up.
Right.
Whereas like... If you took it down to within X percent of its hit points, it would blow up and cause you great damage. So you had to kill it in such a way as to cause enough overkill that you would never get within that margin. That was what was interesting about them. I think if we had something that both exploded when it got low and exploded anyway when you killed it, would be.
No, I'm saying it's two different mechanisms.
Oh yeah. Two different creatures, yeah.
What I find interesting is that these are mechanisms that are used in lots of other games. Because I think there are examples of both of those in World of Warcraft pretty easily.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I guess I feel like we've sort of opened this Pandora's box of doing typical RPG things in combat because the sort of sophistication with which we deal with combat is so much greater than it was when the fight script was first written.
Yeah.
You know, when
it seems like there's a lot more kind of weird stuff that we can do now that you've made changes up to this point.
I mean, I really like the fact that there's so much more going on in combat because that's where you spend so much of your time in the game.
Yeah.
You know.
And pretty much all of the game. I mean, there's a lot of non-combats, but they're once you've seen them all, there's not a lot there, whereas the combats are places where we have the opportunity to make things continually interesting.
Right. I mean, different weapons use will have different texts.
And different monsters that require different strategies. And
right.
Tony the Prawn says, what did Hot Stuff read at MIT that led to him taking photographs and balancing online games for a living?
Yeah, I majored in theater and philosophy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, I majored in, I've got a BA in graphic design, and all I do is words, so.
And I have a BS in psychology, and I addict our nation's youth.
So that one's appropriate. Yeah.
The One Lady of Dork says, the island should have a lighthouse. Will there be one? Oh, man, I don't know.
Oh, man. Psychic.
Taking your Mr. Magnifico pills.
The One Lady of Dork has been taking her Mr. Magnifico pills. Numbero says, how come the graphics icon for the booze got from the Spooky Raven Manor is unique, whilst Schnapps is like the same all the time, no matter if it's orange or grapefruit?
Because we don't have colors?
Yeah, I mean, a shot of Schnapps is a shot of Schnapps.
It's the judicial system.
DemeterFragrance.com has no bacon, says Chromalux, sadly, but they do have something called Funeral Home.
What?
Wow.
Sweet. It's like flowers and formaldehyde.
Wow. Perfume? Ugh.
Chromalux says, also pruning shears and this is not a pipe.
I saw. Did I show you that? Yeah, I think I did. That somebody did this really, really nice line drawing of
Admiral Akbar.
Admiral Akbar, and underneath it in French, it said, "This is not a trap."
Ceci, c'est un un trap.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Momoka says, "My French roommate is mad at me. He demands you mock the Irish. If you don't, he'll eat my nose."
The Irish drink a lot.
Jesus. Okay, so Hogula says maybe the basic elemental could give you an infinite loop status effect, which is what I wrote on my list of status effects that stuff give you. Which makes the last combat skill you used free for MP, but prevents you from using any other skills. Huh. To clarify, like let's say you use LTS on a basic elemental, then it gives you an infinite loop of that effect. For the next X adventures, you can't do anything in combat other than lunging thrust smack, but it doesn't cost you any MP. I don't know about it not costing you any MP. In my mind, it was just a mysticality debuff, right? But that's kind of funny if it just makes it so you cannot, because the game knows the last skill that you've used, right? So
people would figure out some way to abuse that if it was free.
If it was free, yeah, we wouldn't want. We don't want to do it free, but it'd be kind of funny if it did stick you there. Good idea, I guess.
But it's funny that that's the exact same name that you would come up with.
He says, with all these special attacks and whatnot, is it finally possible to make wizard-type monsters that do damage that gets reduced by your mysticality rather than your moxie? Or with tau muscle? Oh, I see. Yeah, I mean, I had honestly thought for a long time, if I could get away with it, I would do this. I would make all elemental attacks dodged with mist rather than moxie, right? But that would just dramatically change the way the game plays.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a lot less of a big deal now that the individual attacks are differentiated, right? I mean, I wonder. Maybe I should put that in as a combat tweak and just see what happens.
Okay. That would make sense.
You know what I mean? So damage absorption would maybe damage absorption wouldn't apply.
Hmm.
I mean, that changes the
game,
right?
That changes things a lot.
I mean, that you know, if we were going to do that, we'd have to balance it pretty carefully and roll it out as part of NS13, but I don't know. We're learning tricks. The Pooh says, have you guys thought about selling small plush versions of the stuffed things in the game, a la the Tiny Plastics? We have. We haven't really looked into getting stuffed animals like mass manufactured.
Someone was going to do some prototypes for us. I don't remember who that was.
Might have been Jezzerfly, but I don't think the project ever really got off the ground.
No, some player.
Oh, really?
As I recall. someone who has ties to like actually being able to manufacture them, as I recall.
Campus Crusade for Cock says, any chance we could get Everclear as a type of alcohol in this game, if nothing else at the frat house? And also, what other legal drugs have you tried? Salvia, Amanita muscaria, Rivea corymbosa?
I've never even heard of Salvia somewhere, but I've never got around to actually trying it.
I've never even heard of Rivea corymbosa. I don't like drugs.
I like drugs. No, hallucinogens, psychedelics. That was the word I was looking for. Psychedelics are fun.
You're drunk.
And they're non-addictive. I'm also a little drunk.
Archley says, any chance of getting more distinct images for some of the effects, i.e. smiley, notes, frown, all display for quite a few effects? Not a big deal because you can always mouse over, but it might be nice. I imagine it would be a fairly quick task as well, but what do I know? Yeah, I've got this report that shows me all the effects that use the happy face or the sad face, you know, with the intent of getting rid of them all. But a lot of times, I'm just like, how the fuck do you express this in like a 30 by 30 pixel picture? You know, and the answer is you don't. Enter the Wumpas also suggests monsters that hurt you when you kill them. Like, the Mechamech could explode and catch you in said explosion. The Mechamech would be a good candidate for self-destruct. But,
it's true. But it's already...
It's already so hard compared to...
one. I mean, part of the thing is to make the zones sort of more... not that much more difficult, but more interesting. So,
yeah, it's more
like
interesting.
The easier monsters should have some sort of trick to them, maybe, or something.
I feel like there are not very many people actually listening to the show now, because we're almost out of questions.
Well, it's the time.
Yeah, it's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Over there, right? So,
I mean, people download it and listen to it later.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying, like, I feel like nobody loves us. I'm saying I feel like there are not a lot of current listeners.
The Onion has an article entitled, Apple Unveils New Product Unveiling Product. It's called iLaunch.
I just don't care about the Onion anymore. How many advertisements can you see on the front page?
But somebody linked it, and somebody linked it in chat.
I mean, I used to read the Onion.
Well,
there's one from themselves,
and there's a personal, and then two lists of headlines from CNN and Slate, and
I pretty much quit reading the Onion
And a bar ad. That's not many. I mean, comparatively,
I quit reading the Onion when they made it so. The news in brief, there was only one on a page, and when you click to the next one, it actually reloaded the entire page with new ads. I was like, fuck you guys.
They have editorial cartoons?
I would, if the Onion went to supported by donations, I feel like they would survive, right? I would donate. I would donate to the Onion. Instead of having them have fucking ads on them, you know?
I mean, you could also just buy a subscription.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought about that, but there wasn't really any... It's like the fact that I didn't see buying a subscription as giving them money, right? I saw it as buying this product, and it's like had very little value added over the web version.
Yeah.
I wouldn't donate to Next. Fucking ads, you know? I think if things have ads, they can't be supported by donations. And if things have donations, they can't have ads.
Really? What about the middle ground of... we have ads, but if you donate, you take the ads away.
I think that's kind of chicken shit, honestly. I don't think I've ever donated for a product that worked that way. I keep thinking I ought to give Wikipedia some money, but then I keep seeing this stuff that's like, Wikipedia asking for money is super overblown. Like, there's always like sort of doom and gloom, like Wikipedia is going to be gone in a month.
Wait, they never said that, though. They just raised like $1 billion or something, didn't they?
Well, they just raised $1 million, and that was the thing. Like, they raised $1 million, and after that, they said that there was only enough money in Wikipedia's coffers to operate for 6 months, for six more months. And at that point, that like Wikipedia's in trouble. It was like a Slashdot. There was a Slashdot article about it, and pretty much the entirety of the comments in the story were like, "What the fuck?"
People, I mean, it gets hit a lot.
No, it does. I mean, I feel like that's the kind of thing that ought to get federal funding. But then again,
it's interesting because it's kind of like the, you know, the concept of public radio, it's, you know, it becomes sort of like the public trust of knowledge via the internet or whatever.
Does public radio get government funding?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I made that connection.
That's the
they
one
get
thing that makes
some,
me not
but
a
they
Republican.
Also
they also get. I mean, they get the majority of their funds comes from fundraising, but they also get some money. From
they get some
from the government.
When I took that political compass thing, it set me like 75% of the way into Republican.
Really?
Yeah. Well, 75% of the way into conservative, as opposed to I was all the way at the bottom libertarian.
Yeah.
Right. And then like 75% into conservative. It's conservative and liberal, and then libertarian, and because it's like financial, and then like fascist or something, like government control of behavior and government control of money, I think, were the two axes.
Huh. Interesting.
But I think that government should provide health insurance and support the arts. And not pass laws that protect us from ourselves, like smoking bans and
75%. So wait, is Republican?
You know, I was totally
Republican.
Is
individual funds though, like individuals? It's not. It's against government funds, right?
Right. Yeah, and I'm saying that's what makes me not a Republican by that standpoint. Is that I think that there are like social programs. I'm in favor of some of them, but not
which is weird all of them, because right? Like the defense budgets were always just retardedly heavy during Republican presidencies.
Because they're always sending us into wars.
Well, I mean, but they were manufacturing the wars in general to fund the whole military-industrial complex. Right?
To a large extent, I actually don't mind high defense budgets because, I mean, the sort of ridiculous amount of funding that the military gets is what created the internet for us. And it's what during crucial periods of time, it drives a lot of important technological advances, right? I'm not saying that's
but
like,
I mean, I'd be more comfortable with it if we could pick what they spent it on.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you do by voting for specific people. You know, you vote for somebody you think is going to represent your interests.
You
know what I mean?
Well, hope.
John Glenn says, actually, if you've ever seen National Treasure, you'd know that it's not around for thousands of years. The idea came from Ben Franklin, even if it wasn't started then. Did one of us say that daylight savings time has been around for thousands of years? That doesn't sound like the kind of thing any of us would say.
I said that haven't they saved enough daylight? They've been around for thousands of years.
Oh.
Europeans.
Did any of you see National Treasure?
No.
It kind of seemed like the sort of movie I would like because of, you know, puzzles and treasure hunts, but I never bothered to see it. The guy that does all those movie props that I keep buying did a few from that.
Enter the Wumpus asks if dreams will be enhanced in any way come NS13.
I'm pushing for that. I think we should eventually make, maybe not for NS13, but I think we should eventually make dreaming a zone.
Yeah.
And now that we've got all this stuff with like effects and stuff, we can do all kinds of effects from the various dreams you get. I'd like to have some rarish monsters in there too, but I don't know what the impact of that would be.
Yeah.
It would kind of suck encountering a monster when you were already beaten up. Maybe we could have a monster that heals you when it hits you. Oh, no, because then people would just stasis out that fight.
Rent Boy says, you guys rock for adding in the new hidden effects for the lion with the two unknown equipable items. Any hints? Think about it. Numbero says, big problem. Fire isn't even an element. It's like a reaction from oxide, and a lot of people make this freaking mistake.
That was,
okay. You know, water isn't an element either. Neither is earth nor air.
I think somebody read Order of the Stick today. There's a thing about that.
Oh, yeah?
Fire?
Yeah. The dude summons a bunch of titanium elements in the Nizzle. What, am I the only one that passed elementary chemistry? Come on, fire isn't even an element, and we don't call them reactionals.
I like how rust is actually fire, just really slow.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Istanbul says, do you ever get tired of the why are there no references to X questions? It would seem like you write content and then try to find a humorous reference most but not all of the time. Is this so, or am I wrongy McWrongman? Every once in a while we'll be like, oh, we got to get a reference to that in somewhere, and there's enough, the game is complicated enough now that we can, you know, usually find a place to shoehorn something in particular if we're looking for it. But, I mean, it's half and half. Sometimes we'll be like, oh, we should totally make an item in here that does this and this because this funny joke, and then the reference kind of drives the content. But
or like the stuff I've been writing recently where it's like, okay, this and this and this happens, and you get this item. What's it do? I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. Moth says, donkey or no donkey? Discuss. Donkey.
Donkey.
Sometimes I just feel bad for the donkey.
I was sad when Donkey died on Weeble and Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pan says, I'm listening. I can ask something. What's your opinion on generative syntax? I don't know what generative syntax is.
I'm not sure what is meant by that.
I
think they should stop taxing generative sin, personally.
Sins that create other sins.
Wikipedia says that generative syntax is... generative syntax is like a list of cities in Spain.
What?
So, if you do a Wikipedia search for list of cities in Spain, it doesn't find anything.
Right.
If you search for cities in Spain, like the fourth item on the search results is list of cities in Spain.
Yeah, I searched for like list of cities in... cities in Sweden or something, right? And there is no article by that name, right? And so then I went and I actually typed it into the header bar with underscores and went to the article of that name.
Yeah, yeah. I typed in list of cities in somewhere and it said there's no article by that name. Here's some closest matches. 100% list of cities in... It's like, what?
The Chibi Knight asks how long we're going to be in the UK. Technically, you know, our trip ends at the end of March, but basically...
Like the 28th is when we're leaving.
I think that I only have about 5 days left actually in the UK remaining time that we have.
I'd say more like 7.
You think?
I'm going to be spending a lot of time here all on my own. I'm going to do lots of fun things with that. Yeah, well, because I'm going to be spending a lot of days like... wandering up and down the old used bookstores and on what's and such and going to places that I wouldn't feel right trying to drag you guys along with me.
Well, you could also go to Paris if you wanted, you know.
I could. But I'm sure there's enough in London to occupy me. I mean, I don't think I need to go to other countries to find interesting stuff.
Eldritch horror from Stonehenge, aren't you?
You get back and the entire apartment is just full of black slime and I'm nowhere to be found. Yeah.
Creepy.
We should probably take my mom to Stonehenge. We should probably actually try.
I would like to see Stonehenge.
You know, if it's someplace that we can take a bus for an hour and see it, and take a bus for for 2 hours.
See how close we're allowed to get to Stonehenge. We're allowed to get right up to it.
We're not allowed to get right up to it.
Yes, we are. We might have to pay the access fee that the police charge us. But
well, I don't know. It's probably in hundreds and hundreds of let's ask Wikipedia.
Numbero says, question, what do you think will happen in the next episode in Order of the Stick since the war is on? I'd like to hear your opinion. I think it will be in 40 panels and have a single joke that could have been expressed in 3 panels.
I'm not really I don't like to try and predict my web comments because I like surprises.
Rentboy says, does Jick have a Something Awful account? Because their strategy of being obnoxious until you donate really pisses me off. I don't actually... I never looked at the forums without donating, and I never actually donated. I think Gibbock gave me a Something Awful forum account a long time.
I've been thinking of maybe just donating just to, like, spread the good karma.
So what do you think?
I mean, I'm not real. I would never spend a lot of time on their forums, but I read them every day, and it would seem like a good idea for me to give them some money.
So 2 hours?
2 hours each way.
2 hours from Victoria Station. Do they run all the time? Is it like the Oxford Tube? 3 times a day. Jesus.
I believe so.
You know, that's probably something we could do.
What's that?
When my mom's here, we could, you know, go 2 hours. 2 hours on the bus, hang out at Stonehenge for an hour, come back.
I mean, there's a Stonehenge, Windsor, and a Bath tour, which would probably be a full day.
Single day thing.
A full day tour.
I wouldn't mind going with a guide. I wouldn't mind going to Bath.
Roman baths and pump rooms.
I never understood. My wife has this shirt that says the Roman Baths Bath on it, and I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And now I understand. It's the Roman Baths and then City of Bath.
Right.
Now I get it. What did you say?
Huh. Yeah. So it starts at Windsor Castle, then you go to Bath. And then you go to
Windsurf asshole.
Windsor Castle. Maybe we should do that. I feel like, I mean, my mother's maiden name is Windsor, so
you'd be like, I'm home.
I mean, that was
a lot of personal information.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, now they know your mother's maiden name. They can totally get into your bank account.
Yeah, I was saying, get your social security number.
I have to change all my past questions. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that tour thing.
All right.
Because, you know, I like tours.
You're an infant, right? So it's free.
I'm infinite?
Yeah.
If you're infinite, then you're already there.
This is true.
No, that's a fallacy.
Right? Only if
what's a fallacy? See?
That used to be one of my signature quotes was, I'm a non-local quantum event existing at all points in space and time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fun to say. I exist at every point in space and time.
Does not mean that you are everywhere.
Well, no. I mean,
ubiquitous.
I mean, it depends. If every iteration of yourself takes up space, then you would have to be everywhere. Why not?
Because let's say you were. Let's divide all space and time in a line, right? You could fill up an infinite amount over to the right, and there'd be none of you over to the left, right?
Okay, that's true.
What's the problem?
Well, assuming an infinitely large universe.
Well, you have to in order for you to be infinite.
But it has to assume that two infinite things are the same size, right?
You can't really say size for
uncountable infinities. Right?
Yeah,
there's like
I don't believe in countable infinities.
What do you mean?
I think the stuff about when people say like you can have an infinite number of decimal numbers between 0 and 1, and
yes,
also an infinite number of integers, and therefore the one is a smaller infinity than the other.
Right.
I feel that is bullshit because small doesn't mean anything when you're talking about
it. Yeah, but it's like an order of magnitude for infinities. It has a real meaning. Yay, he did the hand waving thing.
Yeah.
in just a minute, yeah.
Dude, you can't have all of it. I want some.
Well, there's a good another three or four glasses in there.
What?
2 to 3.
Yeah, okay. Enter the Wumpus. Wasn't listening earlier. Did you guys see the Queen musical yet?
No,
are you
we
going
haven't.
To? We didn't, and we probably won't at this point.
Unless we do it when
it's not the sort of thing I'd want to go see by myself.
Drunken Irishman says, sorry if you guys went over this, but I just got home. What do you think of the people who've done a 180 about the troll now that the dandelion is out? I wasn't aware of that. I think
it was at first, nobody thought it was particularly interesting, and then they all realized, holy shit, this is awesome. And then now it's like, compared to the lion, it's totally nothing. So.
What?
I don't pretend to understand it all, but that's what I gleaned from the forum thread.
I see. I mean,
I think people were using trolls to somehow fuel shamans.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh,
they were feeding trolls to the shamans.
Yeah, or something.
My game of Vox Imperium ended and I didn't win.
Have you won one yet?
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you ever?
No, there's been a couple that I've been in second place. I mean, it's and that works, right?
I was never enough into RTS games.
I must have been third place on this one because I didn't earn any credits. There were only five players in the game, so only the first player got 2 credits and the second player got 1 credit.
What do credits do for you?
They let you create games, like custom games with custom maps. And
you could have games that are invite only, right? I think.
You can what?
But you have games that are invite only.
That might be true.
You probably don't earn any credits from those, though.
Yeah.
It's a neat system. You should if you have not yet checked it out, you should check it out.
Astronomer Unisa says, you can get a private tour. My boss did it, but it has to be prearranged, and it's at ass crack o'clock in the morning for Stonehenge.
Stonehenge?
Yeah.
I feel that, I don't know. I heard somewhere long, long time ago. Here's another bit of personal information about myself. Long time ago, I was into like occulty stuff, and I was on an email list for like chaos magic. And some of the guys on there that were in England were saying that one of the reasons why they didn't let people in there anymore was because of like people trying to cart away bits of the stones and nearby pebbles and hunks of stuff that lie around there just as to be part of their own mystical shit.
Yeah, so typically you are about 100 to 500 feet outside the stones.
I can't picture how far that is. I mean,
100 to 500 feet.
Okay, so I'm standing at that rope. How big are the stones going to be in my vision? Are they like that big or are they like
about.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
No, I mean it's not terrible, but you can't go inside the ring of stones.
Yeah, I mean I'm sure they don't like people like rubbing up against them and shit. Because I mean, eventually you have enough of people doing that, and there aren't any stones anymore.
Yeah.
For like 3 more minutes.
Yeah, in fact, I should see if Lilith is ready by saying ready? Question mark.
Yeah, if you do the private tour, you can go inside the Ring of Stones.
You have to. How far ahead of time do you have to arrange it?
It's hard to say. Sometimes you can get it the week before, the day before. If there's spots available, it all depends on when there's. But I do think it's way early morning.
Whale remorning.
This is really boring radio, I think, at this moment, when we're all checking out the internets and the onlines.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we should call it an evening.
Maybe we should.
Perhaps I should pour another glass of absinthe.
Perhaps you should wait for me.
You have to get up at
perhaps
like,
we
in
should
like
both
6 Bogart. Hours to leave for Frankfurt.
We don't have to get up in 6. We have to get up in like 10 hours to leave for Frankfurt.
Yeah.
We have to get up in like 11 or 12 hours.
I was only
hours,
off so. By 10 orders of magnitude.
All right. Anyway, we'll leave you in the always capable hands of Lilith, and we'll see you next Thursday, probably. Yeah, we'll be here.
Yes.
Because yeah, that's just the first day after my
maybe
mom
we'll
gets
have a
here,
cameo.
So we
Jick's
yeah,
mom.
Maybe my mom will have a cameo. Or a brooch. Perhaps we'll broach a subject during her cameo. Anyway, good night, everybody.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Good night.